From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Spectacular sunsets. The symphony of nature's nightlife. One thing's for sure, you don't have to be a farmer to enjoy the peace and quiet of rural living. Farm Credit specializes in loans for rural property. So if you're looking for a place to hunt, fish, raise a family, or cultivate a crop, call us today at 800-919-FARM or find us at farmcreditofvirginias.com. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
We are in the middle of the dog days of summer, and farm safety officials are encouraging farmers to not only pay attention to signs of heat stress in themselves, but in their farm dogs.
If you live in one of the areas now experiencing record high heat, dangerous, unsafe heat, that heat could be dangerous for your dog as well. USDA veterinarian Dawn Fitzhugh says many dogs are susceptible to heat stress and heat stroke, and she says we need to watch for signs that our dog could be in trouble. If the dog is usually a big player, lots of running and jumping, even walking, and then suddenly just stops and lies down,
then that's them telling you, hey, I've had enough here.
So get the dog back indoors where it's cooler, because your dog may soon start showing more serious symptoms. It might start staggering, trying to walk.
Perhaps even vomiting, and they can have diarrhea that can even turn to bloody diarrhea. And so those things are an emergency. So that's where you want to get your dog to an emergency veterinarian.
And do it as quickly as possible. Better yet, avoid trouble for you and your pet and spend as little time outdoors in the severe heat as possible. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Bristol, Tennessee. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station Joy FM, FM 101.9 in Bristol, Tennessee. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all, mind your own business. And in time, you'll have a business of your own to mind. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.